Peter's amazing boldness. The record left by Peter and John is heroic. As they stood for the second time before the men bent on their destruction, no fear or hesitation could be discerned in their words or attitude. And when the high priest said, "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And, behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Peter answered, "We ought to obey God rather than men." It was an angel from heaven who delivered them from prison, and in following his directions they were obeying the divine command. Then the Spirit came upon the disciples, the accused became the accusers, charging the murder of Christ on those who composed the council. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel, and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So enraged were the Jews at these words that they decided without further trial, or without authority from the Roman officers, to put the prisoners to death. Already guilty of the blood of Christ, they were now eager to stain their hands with the blood of his disciples. But in the council one man recognized the voice of God in the words spoken by the disciples. Gamaliel, a Pharisee of learning and high position, saw clearly that the violent step contemplated by the priests would lead to terrible consequences. Before addressing those present, he requested that the prisoners be removed. He well knew that the murderers of Christ would hesitate at nothing to carry out their purpose. He then spoke with great deliberation, "Men of Israel, take care what you do with these men. I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone, for if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fail, but if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." RSP. The priests were obliged to agree with Gamaliel. Very reluctantly, after beating the disciples and charging them again to preach no more in the name of Jesus, they released them. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.